FA Cup and the Springboks to bid farewell to Newlands in July. You can expect a full sports bulletin at 8:30.
You make it sound like it's some sort of achievement when you beat a team that sounds like it's a shoe collection program for school kids in primary.
Well, it's the youngest squad. That's an achievement.
How young is the squad?
They're like 23. Everyone's basically 23. So...
All right, Shap, they managed to beat a program that raises school shoes for kids. Well done. Well done, Liverpool fan. Well done. On the N1 southbound, there's heavily backed up traffic that's heading towards the William Nicol Drive exit, so expect delays as you pass four ways. Also, on the opposite carriageway on the N1 northbound, also heavily backed up traffic heading towards that same off-ramp. Meanwhile, on the N3 southbound, there's a stationary vehicle near the Galulis interchange that's going to cause some major delays. On the N1 northbound, there's a stationary truck that's just after the N17 highway exit. On the R59 northbound, a stationary truck that's on the link to the N12 east that's at the Reading interchange, still there causing delays. In Clip River Drive northbound, there's a stationary vehicle near Impala Road and various sets of faulty traffic lights now also out in Bryanston and the surrounding areas, including four ways. That's courtesy of load shedding.
Everywhere.
Yeah, Amalgam is also affected this morning, as well as the Crown area, also experiencing some load shedding and parts of Northcliffe. So, wowzers. Well done, Eskom. More people sitting in traffic.
Doing the most.
More people listening to us.
Yes.
And more people not doing any work.
UJ FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJ FM News, I am Mashal Mukale. Former President Jacob Zuma's legal team is discussing his options after the Pietermaritzburg High Court slapped him with a warrant of arrest. The pre-trial conference in Zuma's corruption case was scheduled to start yesterday, but he was not there with his lawyer citing his sickness. No further details were provided, leaving the judge unimpressed. Daniel Manja says that it is disappointing that the court doubted that Zuma is genuinely ill and they are now considering their options.
Look, we believe in the independence of judiciary, but judges are human beings. They can make an error of fact and law. And when you conclude that there's an error of fact, there are necessary procedures that you follow.
Zuma and a French arms company tells face charges related to the multi-billion rand arms deal. The former president allegedly received 783 illegal payments from TELS through his former financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh. Former DA youth leader Mbalin Ntuli has thrown her hat in the ring to become the party's next national leader while warning that the organization is in deep crisis. In a letter addressed to the DA's public representatives,